We're bridging the gap here in member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. I'm joined here with in the station with Simon from the New Master Sounds. How you doing?
Hi, Nick. I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
Welcome to Hawaii.
It's a lovely place to be.
So just to give our listeners a little bit of background, tell me about your band. Well, okay. First off, you play drums.
I'm the drummer, yeah. Right. And the band's been going for 18 years. We formed in Leeds in the United Kingdom, and our main influences at the time were DJs playing 7-inch vinyl 45s of old funk and soul tunes. So we would play in the clubs as a kind of interlude between DJs. We didn't really necessarily know who these bands were or what songs they were, but that was what was influencing us. So the sound that we have is a sort of British take on kind of black American late 60s, early 70s, soul, jazz, boogaloo, funk.
Got it.
And it's largely instrumental. We're aware that people generally expect vocals when they see a band, so we kind of tailor our set to make it dynamic and to put enough tension and release in so that hopefully people won't be thinking, oh, where's the singer? They kind of don't notice because we make the instrument sing. Is the idea.
Got it. But you have worked with singers.
We've worked with lots of singers. Yeah, usually we've made 12, I think 12 studio albums so far. We're quite industrious. We do one every 18 months or so.
Gosh.
And the first notable singer that we worked with on our second album was Corinne Bailey Ray, who went on to be a bit of an international pop star. But since then we've been working in the States and we've met quite a few singers over here. So we usually have some kind of guest vocalist just on one or two tracks.
Nice.
To kind of break up the sound on the records. And then if we do a special show, say in New Orleans, where we can get guests in, we sometimes get the guests who played on the record. But we're here in Hawaii and it's the four of us. It's the core, bass, drums, guitar, and Joe plays Hammond organ and piano. So we'll be kind of doing a rootsy thing this weekend.
So with that said, when people come out to a New Master Sound show, what can they expect?
Well, they won't really be able to stay sitting down for very long.
That's a good thing.
So, yeah. I mean, I went to see War at the Blue Note on Sunday night, and it's a seated thing. And I thought, oh, I wonder how this will work. Quite a few people got up, you know, about halfway through, and they were on their feet dancing around the edge.
So totally okay to just bust loose and start dancing.
It's kind of necessary.
Excellent.
But we just played a show in Tokyo, and that was the same kind of setup, and they were all sitting down initially, and it's kind of slightly off-putting because we're used to playing to a dance floor. But they got onto their feet too, and some of them were even kind of standing on their chairs, which was quite good.
So you mentioned the Corinne Bailey Ray song.
Yeah, that's called Your Love Is Mine.
Got it, which is one of the big hits.
Hits, yeah. Hit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it did well for us.
It's the first song I ever found from you.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Wait.
Because it's got a celebrity.
Maybe not.
Oh.
No. You know what it was? It was a lot of the remixes.
Actually. Oh, yeah. That was a...
It was so, a lot of the 45s that are really...
So about, you know, 7 or 8 years in, there was a remix album. And that, I think, did really well at kind of drawing people in who wouldn't necessarily have arrived at our sound, you know, by themselves. Because it was a bit more, maybe more of a modern approach. Lots of kind of cut-up sounds and stuff, but quite dance floor friendly.
Hold that thought. Let's listen to the Corinne Bailey Ray song real fast. It's Corinne Bailey Ray with New Master Sounds, Your Love Is Mine. And we'll be right back with Simon in a second.
Just made me feel all faded. I was
Member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap. I'm joined in the studio with Simon from the New Master Sounds. And right before the break, we were talking about working with your DJs. And yes. You guys actually have a remix album.
Yes, which came out on an Italian label called Record Kicks. So all our stuff is on Spotify,
Record Kicks,
iTunes, and all the other digital platforms that you can get. But we do also release vinyl. And they tend to be a little bit harder to get hold of because we only press 500 or 1,000 copies and then they sort of become collectible. The last record that we did was called the Nashville Session, and it was a studio record, but it was also live. So we played it as if we were just playing a show, but it was all done onto tape in a really nice vintage recording studio. And that came out on vinyl last year. And that's the record that really sounds like what you get if you come to see us play with, as a four-piece band. And that's on Spotify and iTunes as well. So The Nashville Session by The New Master Sounds.
But this is not your first live album.
No, I think we've got two or three others. We've got Live in San Francisco. Before that, Live at La Cova. And La Cova is a nightclub in Menorca, which is one of the three Balearic Islands, on which our bass player lives. So he moved from Leeds to there after we did a couple of years going there in the summer. And he just thought, I love this place, I'm staying. So we made a live record there, which we had guest congas. And it sounds great, but the nightclub is carved out of the side of a cliff. So La Cova means the cave in Menorquian Spanish, I think. So that's the other live album. And then there was, I think we did one in Germany, and that was the Hamburg Sessions. And that was for a German audiophile label that went onto vinyl as well. So there's quite a lot of recording of that. Plus, people tape our shows. So if you can't find our music online, you're really not trying very hard.
So live doing a live record versus a studio record versus giving over to DJs. Why have you done so many different things like that?
Just because we've been around a long time, and we're open to experimenting with. So there's a DJ, an American DJ called DJ Logic.
Yeah, right.
Who we met on Jam Cruise many years ago, and we've done some live collaborations with him where he's got his turntables at the back on a riser, and we're jamming along to the breaks that he's laying down. That's been quite fun. It's a fun thing to do.
We had him here with Maceo Parker.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, we've had Maceo Parker sit in with us when we were on Jam Cruise, which is that East Coast jam festival on a cruise ship. We were in the middle of a groove. Maceo, who was on the boat, showed up and got his sax out and just came on and started jamming along with us. And since then, we've played with him quite a few times.
Well, speaking of DJs, I'm going to take you back to the music here for a second. We're going to play The Land of Nod.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is the Lack of Afro remix. Who is Lack of Afro?
So he's a guy called Adam Gibbons from Brighton in the UK.
We're going to out him. All right.
Yeah, we've outed him. But he has quite a good output of kind of soul, jazz, funk records that he produces. But we first met him when he got in touch to say, could he sample some of the drums from our first album on one of his records? So I gave permission for that. And there began a series of collaborations with him. And I think Eddie's worked with him on a separate album. So he's an ally, but he's ploughing his own furrow, I guess. So we don't see him very often, but he was one of the people who was approached to do the remix. So which tune did you say this was?
Land of Nod. This is the Lack of Afro remix. So this one has a little like a Roberta Flack sample on it.
Well, maybe he's put one on.
Yeah,
but our tunes don't have any samples.
Yeah, he's got a sample of Compared to What?
Oh, okay.
Actually,
I wonder how they got clearance for that.
I have no idea.
Because I run our record label, and I just couldn't be bothered with any of the paperwork for that kind of thing, so we don't use samples.
You know, I've been sitting on this one for, I don't even remember how I got it. It's been so many years that I've, and it's a
pretty groovy remix.
It's a great remix, and it's a staple for me for my own DJ sets.
When we play it live, it's usually, because we have quite a big hippie jam crowd in the States, and that's usually a kind of late night hippie trippy tune that we give to them, and they seem to go for it.
Nice. All right. The New Master Sounds with, we'll leave it there, but New Master Sounds with the Lack of Afro remix of The Land of Nod. Simon, thank you so much for coming down here.
It's been a pleasure. And thanks for having me.
And they're playing the 25th, 26th, and 27th at the Blue Note Hawaii in Waikiki.
That's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And BlueNoteHawaii.com for more information and tickets. BlueNoteHawaii.com.
Yeah, please come and see us.
Yeah, and dance.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Possession is the motivation, hanging up the whole damn nation. Love, 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 hey.
groovy stuff, and we all wanted to play funk and jazz funk. And that music was the basis, really the basis for all jazz rock almost, you know? And the way the drums, bass, guitar, keyboards, and vocals all work together, interlocking. You know?
Thank you.